The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Having fun over here. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Globally Local FM episode 84. This one in St. George's, Granada. We're a radio show. We are every time in a different location. That's about it. Okay.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Today I approach you with a question.
Oh my god, you approach me?
I am approaching you. Consider yourself approached. I like to walk through the city.
Are you having an aneurysm?
I'm just introducing my topic slowly, if you don't mind.
I do mind that you're doing it slowly.
And mountains. Now, Rudy,
mountains,
here
Gandalf,
is where
I want to see mountains again.
The big question lies, sir. When does a mountain become a mountain? I cede the floor
to
you.
Are you trying to segue something to a very specific mountain on this island? Because I did see one mountain that I was very happy to see there.
Actually, genuinely do not know what you're talking about. This is more of
Then my local business will be hella good.
Okay. This is more of a, on the weekends I like to go for a walk to explore the town. And I was thinking we're going to explore the biggest mountains / hills in the city. But then I was having a bit of a research. And there's like this place that's like one of the highest points, 190 meters of elevation, right? But then everything else surrounding is also sort of that high. Like it tapers off a little bit. If I go to that spot, does that mean I've climbed a mountain or not really?
Why the fuck do you care?
Because I think it's interesting.
Okay, well, then interestingly, I have an opinion on this. And my opinion is, if it's a mountain, it's a mountain. Earth is what it is. So yes, you climb the mountain.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to you. From the last episode to now, you just slowed down. Are you like in 0.5 for me?
I'm just very introspective right now, Rudy.
Okay, well, I have done beef of the week.
Again?
Nay, a year.
Rudy, it's time to look inside.
Yeah, how about you look inside and deliver on your promises? Because somebody, because now we're past it, somebody made the birthday quiz about me and somebody had said that they're going to help me and they fucking didn't. How about that beef of the week?
I will look deep inside and say, I did not come through. I'm sorry.
You really did not come through. Ladies and gentlemen, I was left on red for days.
What do you mean left on red? I read
because
the message.
Because I sent you the message. That's exactly what it means!
I replied.
No, you didn't.
Sir, it was very busy.
And now you're moving the goalpost.
I should have done
it.
But I thought, you know what? This man's going to have better questions by himself.
That's fine. Look at the screen that I'm sharing. Look at the quiz I made without your help. You are the one person that I thought, you know what? If there's somebody who knows how to make a quiz, it's Henry. And yes. What did Henry do? Henry completely left this small boy stranded a week to do the quiz when the boy has deadlines and other stuff to do. And the boy asked Henry, the big working man, to help the boy. And the boy was left alone to learn a lesson about friends and betrayal.
Listen, Henry was teaching the boy that you can only rely on yourself. And you have to make it
happen.
The
boy's about to find Henry with a gun.
Well, it looks like a nice quiz.
Yeah, and you're not going to get to play it. Okay.
Now that's how I would have made it.
You now have to do the fun facts about the place we are in.
All right.
That's right. My beef of the week.
Fun facts. Grenada is a small Caribbean island. Their national motto is "You don't call friends out on the podcast," which is pretty interesting. it's pretty close to St. Martin, where we just came from. Here's a fun one. It was visited and named by the Spanish, so it's probably named after the city of Granada.
Nice teenager years hitting.
Thank you. Then it's because of that like stringent singing that I was doing earlier. Then it was colonized by the French, and then the British took it. So they got a nice mix of stuff going on. It's one of the most... It's one of the most southernmost Caribbean nations and consists of two main islands, which is Grenada and Cariacou. And here's what I found interesting. I did already know this, but all of the subdivisions on the main island are Saint something. I don't know if you saw that, Rudy, but much like our capital, Saint George, around. You got Saint John, Saint Patrick, and probably a lot more.
Saint
and
Samuel.
That's about it. Yeah, that's about it.
Same Arnold.
Are these on the map, or is this just Robert. You rattling stuff off?
I'm just rattling. I'm trying to see what would be a funny one. What is a name that doesn't really fit with Saint?
You were trying to find a funny one and you came up with Saint Robert?
Fuck you. Fuck you on that. Fuck you. From the bottom of my heart. You know what? I am here making comedy, and sometimes you just throw shit at a wall and it doesn't stick, and that's fine. But as they say, in St. George's, you don't call out your friends, which is pretty interesting.
That is pretty interesting. All right, well, then I take it back.
Fucker. We're going to now move on to the news.
All right, ready? I'll start this time around. Dismantling a major crime syndicate. The fight against school kids gambling. So, this was
okay.
The main article that stood out to me, which I found interesting.
But Henry, you don't call out your friends.
That's true. I actually no longer have news
to
share.
Guys, you heard it. Henry's friends with a lot of school kids.
That's right. I'm like the cool uncle, Rudy.
Yeah. I don't know if you want that out there.
I think that's fine. I give them all money and they in return sell drugs for me.
Oh.
Okay. Back on topic. The Grenada police force have made an outcry to the public for more attention and prevention aimed at underage gambling. Police officers are forced to go to the tennis courts every day to break up children involved with gambling activities. Now, I should note while we're speaking about this that in nowhere in the article does it say what they're gambling on or what they're gambling with. So,
each other.
In what sense?
Today I bet Jimmy.
On?
I don't know on what, but...
on a... Okay. Anyway... The students are finding ways around it by shifting their meeting times to avoid the officers because they were found out on like meeting there every day at a certain time, and now they're just picking different times. And it's noted that these gambling events also attract drugs and start fights, much to the annoyance of the people that are trying to play tennis at the tennis courts.
Look at these little rascals. Gang is in the making. They do start young these days.
Yes. Here's the real kicker, though, Rudy. Part of the problem is that gambling was made legal. So the officers can't catch the kids with any crimes except loitering. And they can avoid that by just leaving when they show up. So it's just kind of...
But like, gambling was made illegal also for minors?
I mean, that's what the article said. It's legal. So they can't...
That is interesting, because why not just then implement a law that says gambling from 16 or 18 is legal? Like,
well, maybe that's what they're asking.
Well, maybe you should go and do something about it.
I'm not there, sir. I'm not head of police. I'm not the lawmakers. I'm just some guy. Dude.
I thought you're the cool uncle.
Yeah, but I do that on the internet, like via the internet.
Okay, this is getting in some territory for sure. Thank you for your article.
I haven't said anything wrong. Rudy?
It's time to survive again.
Okay. What are we surviving this time?
So, for those who don't know, at the time of this podcast, it's going to be already, I believe, 2 months or so. But when we're recording, it's I think hasn't been a month. Big hurricane has hit Grenada, I believe. I believe Melissa... Don't quote me on this, because I don't know the name, because it wasn't mentioned in the article that I'm about to read, but I believe it was Melissa. And you know, Caribbean region in general, when it comes to hurricanes, you guys have it rough, like, holy, which is unfortunate. But let's see how Henry fares in an off chance that he meets face-to-face with a hurricane by his doorstep.
Okay.
So Henry...
Let's do it.
Imagine, you're out there. Yeah, you're out there. Cool uncle. Yeah, doing some field work. And suddenly, ring, ding, ding, ding. Melissa's coming in about a minute. What do you do?
I feel like step one should have been prevention, in the sense of I should have been aware that this shit is about to happen instead of just being out on the field. I feel like a judgment error. But okay, I'm on the fields, so the alarms start going off. I guess I look for a place low, like a bunker? Or am I going to drown myself by doing that? I go inside. Let's start with that.
Yes. So first, evacuate if you are directed to do so. So Henry is ignoring the directions and is going low. That's fine. Henry's going to have his own strategy. If you remain in your home, follow these tips to help you and your family stay safe during the storm. So, what do you do when you lay low in your own home?
I grab a couple blankets. I wrap myself up nice and cozy. We're gonna be here a while. And then I sit under my table, I guess. That's about it.
Okay. Henry's sitting under the table for days at a time. Because some other people who would know what's happening by using a portable radio to listen to important storm updates, information, and instructions would know that it's going to take a couple of days. But Henry will be been chilling under a table, not minding his own business for a while.
Well, just to cut in, what's the difference? I'm sitting under my table waiting, and they're just listening to the radio also waiting. We're doing all right at this point.
At least they have the information.
I'm blanky.
What if a tsunami is coming as well? How would you know?
I would do the same.
You're like, I would look out the window, open the fucking door, see what's outside, bro.
Okay, go on.
Well, you did get one thing right, which is stay inside and keep away from all windows, skylights, and glass doors. Go to a safe area such as an interior room, closet, or downstairs bathroom. But Henry has chosen under a table, which is fine. Uh-huh.
Did I mention the table was in my downstairs bathroom?
Yeah, you did. Never go outside the protection of your home or shelter before there is confirmation that the storm has passed the area. The eye of the storm could create a temporary and deceptive lull with high winds still approaching. Mm-hmm. Henry, what happens if your power is lost?
I have a generator inside that I will use.
Yes, you see? But before you do that, you have to keep the refrigerator closed to keep cold air trapped and delay spoilage of perishable food. Hence, Henry is now out of food.
What?
You, whilst you are turning off your generator, by the minute, your food is actively rotting because you have left the refrigerator door open.
Why would I do that? Why would I open the door?
Because you didn't say that you closed it.
I never said that I opened it either.
If you use a portable generator, follow all the manufacturer's instructions. Uh-huh. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, so that was right. The generator part.
Yeah, that part was right, but now
so the only thing I missed there is that I left my fridge open. I just didn't say so, and then I didn't close it because I didn't.
Yeah, so you are actively under a table in the kitchen looking at an open refrigerator door, and when you think of closing it, instead you go and rev up your generator.
Okay. At least I'm doing something.
And then you sit there whilst Melissa passes. And they find your skeleton died of starvation with a working generator beside it under your table after a couple of days when it has passed.
Well, here's where you're wrong, Rudy, because you're not counting my massive stash of corn that I've got in the pantry.
Oh, fuck me. That's true. That's true. You do. I do believe you have a massive stash of corn.
Yes. So I'll be,
guys,
I'll be right.
Guys, this is not a joke. Unironically, man buys the corn by the can stack.
Well, sometimes you just need some, and then you have it. It's that easy.
Yeah. Oh, I had a note down here, because I note this shit down. Naturally, this was in light of Hurricane Melissa, which devastated the Caribbean region very recently, and for those sitting at home in parts of the world that hurricanes do not really cover, let me put things in perspective for you. So, a little bit of education. Hurricanes are large, spiraling tropical storms that can pack wind speeds of over... How fast do you think a hurricane can go, Henry?
300 kph.
Holy shit. Close. 260 kph.
I'm the best.
So, and then they unleash per day can up to 9.1 trillion liters of rain. That's basically the ocean raining on you. The difference between a tropical storm and a hurricane is wind speed. Tropical storms usually bring winds of 58 to 75 kph, whereas hurricane wind speeds are at least 120 kph. And an extra fun fact, apparently 40% of the hurricanes that occur in the United States hit Florida.
That's because Florida is closer to the Caribbean? Which makes sense.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry, that was not a question. So, that was an, I know this, and I'm stating it for you.
Yeah, because you're the cool uncle.
Yes.
The cool uncle apparently cares about drug-dealing kids more than they care about their friends.
I care about everything, Rudy.
Oh, do you? Where was my quiz?
I gave you an answer that said, Rudy, I believe in you, and... this is all you right now.
You did, guys, that he did not. Literally, in fact, he did not say guys, that. I was just left on read. Oh, guy. Oh, whoa.
Read
whoa,
the receipts.
I think it's time for the news of Fublets, the fucking, what is it called? Moo, no, ad.
Ad.
Good morning, everyone. Or actually, is it? Is it a good morning? Are you even awake? Yeah, that's what I thought too. And I can't blame ya. I mean, they want us in schools at 8 a.m, at our jobs perhaps even earlier. And yet the alarms they manufacture are complete shit. So worry not, that's why I'm here. As an ambassador of Wake and Alert Now Global, WANG for short, let me give you examples of the kind of services my colleagues can provide. Let's begin with you, Average Albert. Ring ting togadig, ring ting togadig, ricky ticky tuku ticky 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 ting. Ring ting togadig, ring ting togadig, tuku ticky 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 ticky. How about you, childhood hero, Mickey Mouse?
Hey, buddy, yo! Rise and shine, sleepyhead! No, for real, they pay me by the efficiency index, so you get your fucking ass up, bitch! Yuh-huh. Yuh-huh. Yuh-huh.
And finally, if nothing truly works, we also have Ilya.
беспредел-то! А ну-ка вставай, псина! А ну давай, 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 давай! Оп, оп, оп!
So, if you are having trouble efficiently waking up in the morning, do consider Wang as your alarm of choice.
I will say, I find that alarm clocks that are not just the normal, like, kind of like buzzing, I find them extremely annoying. I don't know
yes,
how you track with
me
that.
Me as well. And also think genuinely, okay, here's a hot take. We should do... Some hot take of the week or something like that. We have to find a nice ring to it. Whatever okay. whatever we're gonna call it. Hot take of my week is I think those things that like wake you up better for people who are hard to wake up, or things that like do this natural sound and like animal noises, and then you like kind of get out of sleep bed and stuff like that. It's all a scam.
I like the light ones. Because I used to have one. The light one I actually like. I feel like it actually does work quite well. But I can do without the like soft noises and that kind of stuff. I just like to have the beep, beep, beep rather than some bullshit, you know?
I mean, I just use literally the default ringtone that is on Samsung.
Yes. So. I also use the default. I just want it, you know, I'm not here to make friends with my alarm. It's, we're here, he's telling me, get up, bitch, and I'm saying, all right. And that's...
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one. I think we're... Are we back? Are we back? Yo, are we back? Back, 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 back.
All right, friends, family, today we're trying something new. We're going to be responsible. We're going to discuss society.
Oh, my God.
I've got a topic at hand. And we're going to discuss now, we're going to take random sides, and Rudy doesn't know the topic yet, of course. So how it's going to work, Rudy, I'll tell you the topic, and then you have to guess what number I have in my head between one or two. And then if you get it right, you get to pick your side, and otherwise...
Give me a side. I don't want to choose.
Okay. Well, our topic is children's gambling should not only be allowed but encouraged.
Okay, just spin a wheel or like do a flip a coin and whatever it lands on, that's my side.
Okay. How about this? I've got a number in my head, one or two. If you get it right, you're arguing four.
Sure. So, have a number?
Yes.
One.
Okay, you're arguing against, in that case.
Okay.
Would you like to start?
No, I think you should start.
Okay.
You clearly have done more research in this. You're the cool uncle, please.
I think gambling encourages, you know, you get a sense of winning. You get a sense of that thrill that you really need to just make it big, you know? It depends on what kind of game you're playing, but let's say where you're just doing like dice rolls. If you get the hit, the like dopamine release you feel from that is just immense. And as such, Rudy, I think all children should be encouraged so that they know what is good, and then they can start gambling early on. And you know, we get the ball rolling. That's my opening statement.
My argument is. Now that everybody apparently can gamble, right?
Yeah.
This kind of ruins business for the proper crime syndicates, right?
Okay.
Because these are the people who keep the streets going, right? These are the people who have their system and it works. They know how to evade police. They know how to gamble properly. You know, these are the people who know their craft. They hone it down by generations. You know, it's part of their business. And now these little fucks, these little gremlins run around and just launder some money, get some attention to the gambling back again, and the whole system is up in the air. All I'm saying is, we should You know what? I would go as far as to say, how about set an example? You go up to one of these gremlins and you're like, okay, you want to learn gambling? Let's gamble. You bet $1,000 on it. Whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
They can't pick that up. They probably will scramble their whole lunch money of the whole town together to just get that. And then you destroy them, absolutely. Because then you have a lesson learned about, well, stay out of my way. And a second lesson learned is like, how about be more responsible with your lunch money? Now you're not going to eat for the next 2 months. That's on you, buddy.
Okay. So you're saying it should not be allowed / encouraged because it goes against the bottom line of the crime syndicates.
Exactly. I think business... You see, we all talk about AI and putting people out of jobs. Well, think about criminals as well.
Okay. So here's where I stand is that... So it's legal, it's encouraged, everybody's doing it. Now these crime syndicates, they get pushed out of a job. They get to explore new markets as a result, you know? There's money to be made elsewhere. Maybe you could open an illegal washing machine business, you know? People need washing machines.
So you're saying pushing people out of their jobs with a disruptive technology or event is completely fine because it allows them to find new opportunities elsewhere. And it's not like it forces them to do so. It's an opportunity, right?
Yeah, I would say if you're really committed to the craft of illegal gambling, you could stick it out.
Okay. So the bottom line being, everybody who got hit by Hurricane Melissa, this is an opportunity for you to no longer be tied to your destroyed homes and your jobs that you will never get back, because this is an opportunity for you to realize your potential in other areas. This is what Henry's saying to you. That's his message.
Yes. So I think this, you know, you have all your possessions destroyed. This is a nice time to let go of earthly possessions and become one with God. This is the time where you can really, you know, study the big man in the sky and make sure you make it through to heaven's gates.
And if you believed the man in the sky before, just remember, whatever you did was so bad that the man in the sky sent a whole ass hurricane your way.
But now is your chance for redemption, Rudy.
Yeah, because that's what I'm thinking about after my home is destroyed. What did I do wrong?
And that's the thesis of why children should be allowed to gamble.
Oh, yeah.
That tracks. All right.
That tracks.
Okay, well...
Okay, then radio.
My choice is Real FM, believe it or not. 91.9 FM, where, as the name suggests, you can listen to real music. They had some funky island tunes going on, which you can bop along to while enjoying the sun, hopefully.
Okay, my local radio recommendation is Boss FM, Granada. You'd think they play like, I don't know, Kendrick Lamar or some Bad Bunny. Nah. The first 5 songs I listened to were the most child-friendly samba I've ever heard. With, you know, it's a vibe. It's just that the name does not imply that at all.
And then my local business is BB's Crabback Restaurant, because not only can you enjoy some local seafood, but you've also got the perfect view of Jesus watching over the ocean. A statue the street.
Well, for my local business, I thought Henry would already know, but clearly he doesn't. So people who have looked at the St. George's map, you already know. There is only one place I could recommend here. The place, if you will. If you caught even a glimpse of the map, Granada, then boy, oh boy, do you already know I recommend Mount Gay. Which ain't even a mountain. I think it's actually a district, in which case, y'all guess where I'm making a pit stop in my Caribbean tour.
Speaking of, you know, one of the big ice cream brands here in Australia is called Golden Gay Time. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
That's beautiful. Better than... And guys, I'm saying an actual... Like, whoever is going to call me out, this is an actual business name, at least in Eindhoven. We have what, like 2 of these, I believe. It's better than calling your business Sissy Boy.
Yeah.
It's a clothing brand, apparently. Like, the store is just a clothing store. Pretty famous one here, at least.
Yes.
And there's 2 of them.
Yes, there's a lot of them. across the country, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So I take the Golden Gay Time over Sissy Boy.
Well, I mean, it's Golden Gay Time sounds nice. It sounds like an enjoyable... GGT. Anyway.
Okay. So, thank you so much for listening to episode 84 of Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom of Hazard! At St. George's in Granada. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
I'm running out of steam here, guys. Yeah, so if you want to give us some feedback, do that on Spotify or text me through Instagram, 000RUDYS000, so 000, Rudish000. Our email will be told us by Henry, which you can find.
Is globallylocalfm@gmail.com. And actually, here's a fun little contest, I guess. The first two people to email will be the first two people that I receive a message from. So that's exciting stuff. Get in while you can.
Oh, God. Where do we find you, Henry? Yourself, where do we find you?
I'm going to be promoting underage gambling on the streets.
And I'm going to be rallying the gangs to beat the fuck out of your gambling debt.
No.
All right. So, guys, next week, hopefully you hear us in...
In Brasilia, in Brazil, if you can believe it.
I can believe it. All right. How are we dropping there? What are we doing?
Well, it's not far off.
Help me out here.
How about we tunnel there? How's that for an idea?
Okay. How are we tunneling? Are we drilling?
Yes. Are we...
Okay. Fire up the drill, boys!